Josef Hoffmann is one of the biggest masters of modern architecture of the 20th century. He was born in Britnice, close to Jihlava. But of course, it was at the time when Austro-Hungarian Empire was still around. So he went to Vienna to study. And he was lucky because his professor was Otto Wagner, like a founding father of modern architecture. And Josef Hoffmann was very talented, and very soon he became part of a Vienna Secession movement. It was pretty revolutionary on that time because they were interested in using new forms and new materials in architecture. And in 1903, Josef Hoffmann founded, together with his friend Koloman Moser, Wiener Werkstätte, a very famous design enterprise. They were like workshops of many skillful craftsmen, and they produced designs created by Josef Hoffmann and his colleagues.
I know that one of his most famous buildings is the Stochlet Palace in Brussels, but has he left any traces in Czechia?
Of course, the Palace Stochlet, it's the ultimate icon of modern architecture, but Hoffmann worked on many other projects and commissions, and quite a lot of them is located in Czech Republic, because after Czechoslovakia was born in 1918, Josef Hoffmann was quite dependent on the commissions from Czech clients. So he had a lot of, let's say, patrons or supporters in Czechoslovakia, and he designed not only buildings and villas for them, but he also designed products for Czech companies, such as Moser, the famous glasswork, or some furniture companies. So he was pretty in very close relation to his birth land.
Finally, you designed a sort of temporary cafe in Brussels to honor Josef Hoffmann. What can people see there?
So this Cafe Hoffmann, it's a temporary exhibition and kind of a meeting place or workshop space, which was supported by Czech Center. We were commissioned by Czech Center, because actually in a few days there will be big opening of a huge exhibition of Josef Hoffmann in Brussels. So our Cafe Hoffmann, it's a kind of a satellite event. It is located in the center of Brussels, and it's a quite nice space of old shop, which we turned to sort of a cafe. You can sit there, you can have a coffee, but also you can learn something about Hoffmann work in the Czech Republic, which is not really well known. So I am happy that we got a chance to present these a little bit forgotten and hidden informations from Josef Hoffmann work.